Kumlan and Black Gemara, we are up to Daf Tzadik Aleph, Amud Aleph, Masechta Edmin. And we just heard up Jonathan Sachs just passed away, so we're learning the English Mass, Jonathan Sachs. Says the Gemara, Rab Shimon, so we had three opinions, Rab Meir, the Chachamim, Rab Shimon. Rab Meir says that you can carry from one roof to the next, even if it's gagin bein hagagin, even if all the roofs are attached, you're allowed to carry from one roof to the next roof. It's like one rishus, and the gagin chatz is separate. All the chatzeres are like one rishus. That means even if you didn't make an eruv between one chatz and another chatz, any vessels or utensils that happen to be in the chatz when Shabbos began can be carried across all the chatzeres, and the same thing the kafifas. So each domain is separate, but within that domain you can carry across the board. The rabbis disagree. They hold that a chotzer and a gag are very similar, so it's like one domain. You can move from the roof to the courtyard. The karfif is a separate domain, but what they also argue is when the roofs are contiguous to each other, and it was gagin, bein hagagin, they say that you're not allowed to carry from one roof to the next, because each roof is attached to a house, and each house is a different dweller. And just like from one house to another house, no one holds you allowed to carry in Shabbos with non-native, so too on the roofs you're not allowed to carry. And we did have an argument in Abba Shmuel regarding how much you can carry on your own roof. Do we have the imaginary walls or not? And then we had an argument also according to Rav Meir, between Rav and Shmuel, if you're allowed to carry across the length and breadth of all the roofs. According to Rav, yes, because the outer walls are the perimeter, and it's as if it's surrounding a dwelling place, because beneath our houses. According to Shmuel, we extend the walls up, but there's not a dwelling place on the roof, and therefore it's a karfif, larger, too large, and therefore you're not allowed to carry more than four amas, but you can straddle a couple of roofs, those four amas. Then we had Rav Shimon, who says that all of these domains, since they're semi-public, or at least more quasi-public, so therefore a roof, a courtyard, a karfif, all similar domain, and you're allowed to carry from one to the next. So that's what we're up to here. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon, Eimer Echad Gagin, Omer, Rav says, Rav, the halach is Kerab Shimon. But he says, there's a rider here. Vuhu shaloi irvu. You know when the halach is like a shimon that you're allowed to carry from your courtyard to the roof to everything else? Provided that the people in all those courtyards did not make an native. Now, why is that salient point? Because if the people in the courtyard, in one, let's say courtyard A, made an native between themselves, but there's no native between A, B, and C, and D, and the roofs, and so on, and you're going to allow the people from A to carry to B, remember that the law of all of these Tanaim will hold you allowed to carry from one courtyard to the next and so on, is only items that already found itself in the courtyard in the beginning of Shabbos. But because courtyard A has an Eidiv, courtyard A, the people that are permitted to take items out of their house and put in the courtyard, and then they're going to forget and take those items, because since other items you're allowed to carry from courtyard A to courtyard B, even though there's no Eidiv, they might also take the chair that was in the living room Friday night and bring it outside on Shabbos morning, and then take it to the next door on Shabbos. They'll forget. So the only time we allow this special allowance is only there's no aid of maid, so there's no chash, there's no concern. You'll take things out of your house and bring it into the courtyard. So Amarav Halav Shemivu, who shall I even provide? You didn't make that, and none of the courtyards made an aid of amongst themselves. Avil Irvu, but if any of the courtyards made an Eidiv within that courtyard, loy, we will not allow the people in that courtyard to take anything, even vessels that were already in the courtyard on Shabbos, to the next neighbor, the next courtyard. Why? Because, you know, we are worried, Dilma Osi Lafuki, they might also take out Ma'ani the Batim, those utensils that originally found itself in the house, and Lechotz and bring it to the courtyard. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no difference, bein irvu, bein shela irvu. Whether there wasn't a native, even if there was a native, we're not concerned that people are going to forget and take things from the house, put in the courtyard, and then those very things that they're going to carry to the next courtyard on Shabbos. The Chen Omer, Rabbi Yechon agrees with Shmuel. Mi lochsha, Rashi says we don't include these words in the Gemara. Taisus says we do, and he gives a few different interpretations, but the last one he gives is Miloshech is Rabbi Yechonon said to Rab, who whispered in your ear that the halacha is like Rab Shimon only in this case? Bein Irvu, Bein Shla Irvu. Makes no difference whether there was an, even if there was an Eidiv, we trust them that they're not going to take those things that were in the house outside and then take it next door. Okay, Maskel Rechiz L'Shmuel, so Rechizda asked Shmuel a question. So Yomru comes very odd, he says. So what happens, according to you guys, Let's say courtyard A made an Ada within themselves, and but they made no Ada to courtyard B. So you're telling me that even if courtyard A made an Ada between themselves, we're not worried that the things that were in the house that they put in the courtyard, they're going to carry to courtyard B. So come on, very odd. So in courtyard A, there are a number of chairs and items sitting there around, and we're going to say some of those things you're allowed to carry to courtyard B, and some of those things you can't. That's very, very odd. Shabbos, either you could carry or you can carry next door. You have two vessels in the same courtyard. This was here from the beginning of Shabbos. You're allowed to take it next door. Also, this was in the house yesterday, so you cannot take it next door. Says Gemara, yes. Rab Shimon l'taymei. Rab Shimon is consistent with l'gozer. Yes, you can have certain things that are permitted, certain not permitted, and we're not worried that people are going to misconstrue or make a mistake. And how do I know that? We already had it before. But now we learned, remember we had by tchum. We had overlapping tchums. We had overlapping tchums, and one person's tchum ended, you know, at a certain point. Another person's tchum started from that point, beyond that point. So there was no overlap. And then there was a third person who's right in the middle, straddles two amas here, two amas here. And we said that the guy from the tchum A can join tchum B. The guy from tchum C can join tchum B. But tchum A is not allowed to take anything that tchum C put down and bring it to himself. And tchum C cannot take anything that tchum A put down and bring it to himself, because they're not contiguous. They're just contiguous, not overlapping. And we're not worried. We allow them all to eat. And Rav Shimon says, no, this is comparable to three courtyards. That's not Rav Shimon. Lama d'adrayim, and it was comparable. L'shol chatzeda, three courtyards. Hapsucha zulazu, A, B, and C. Their A is open to B, which spills into C. Upsucha zulazu, each courtyard has their own entrance and exit into the shusharabim. V'irvu shteha chatzeda zim l'mitzayi. So A made an error with B, but did not make with C. C made an error with B, but did not make with A. He muter simon, so B can carry either to A or to C. The he muter simon, A can carry into B and C can carry into B. Or the beis hachatzayin, as someone said, but A cannot take anything from C and bring it into its own courtyard, nor can C bring from A into its own courtyard. But look also, and he doesn't say, hey, you know what? Maybe A and C shouldn't do anything in B because they might end up carrying each other's things into their own courtyard. We're not worried. Dilma osila fuki money, he might take out kelim that belong to the other guy. The hachatzel hachatz from one chatzel to another chatzel. We don't make these decrees. People are careful. There's hachinam here too. Legazim, we're not worried. Even if we tell them, look, those items that were in the chatzel Friday night, you can take to the next chatzel. Those items that were in your house Friday night, you cannot take. We're not worried. You tell them, they'll keep, they'll abide by it. We're not worried. Dilma osila fuki mani the botim lechatzel. He'll take kelim from his house into the chatzel. Okay, so that was a logical question, and we explained that Rav Shimon is consistent with his view. Moshe Rav Sheshes asks a question on Rav. Rav Shimon says, whether it's roofs, echad chatzedes, whether it's courtyards, echad kafifais, or whether it's these... these kind of like storage places where they used to keep the firewood... is Rishus Achas Hain, it's all considered one domain. He said you're allowed to carry from a courtyard to a gag to a karfif, even though you didn't make an eidiv. But then he adds, only la kelim sheshavsu b'teuchen, kelim that it was there Friday night, v'loy la kelim sheshavsu l'rabayit. And he had to warn us, but not to utensils that were in your house. Now, what do you have to warn us? If there was no eidiv made in the courtyard, the way Rav learned, then obviously there will be no utensils from the house coming out on Shabbos into the courtyard. So why would Rav Shimon have to say that? Doesn't that mean Rav Shimon is saying, yeah, even though you made your own individual eidiv in your own courtyard, courtyard A, and there will be kelim in the courtyard that came from the house Friday night, but nevertheless, when I allow you from A to carry to B, make sure you don't take those kelim with you. Doesn't that prove that Shmuel and Rav Yechon are right? That it's possible to make an eiv in the courtyard and still Rav Shimon allows it. So you find that kelim of the house in the courtyard. Why do you even have to warn me that you shouldn't take the kelim of your house into the courtyard and in the next courtyard? Of course there won't be any kelim. How can there be any kelim there at all? No, there's a possibility that legally you can bring kelim, even if you hold there's no eidiv, there's a possibility, according to Rav, you can bring kelim from your house into the courtyard, and Rav Shimon had to warn you that those kelim don't carry. And how's that possible if you didn't make an eidiv? So he said, clothing you wear. He asked the question and he actually answered himself. We're talking about a case of bekumsa and visada, you know, hats and visudra and handkerchiefs. That, you know, or scarves, or shawls, that these are things you're allowed to wear, and then let's say it's hot, so you put it outside in the courtyard. So Rav Shimon had to warn, those things, don't make sure you don't carry into the courtyard. It doesn't prove much at all. Okay, so now we're going to try to ask a few questions on Shmuel, Rav Yechon, Toshma, coming here. We had this previously as well. You have an Anche Chotzer and an Anche Marpeset. You have people in the courtyard, you have people upstairs, you have a number of flats upstairs, and they share a common balcony. And Sheshakhu, they forgot, V'le'irvu. In other words, the people upstairs made an eidav between themselves so they can carry in the balcony. The people downstairs made an eidav between themselves so they can carry in the courtyard. But they did not make an eidav between the upstairs and the downstairs. So the law is as follows. Now, even though the people upstairs have a ladder there, and the purpose of the ladder is to give them access to go through the courtyard, so how can the people in the courtyard carry? Okay, the people upstairs can carry because the people downstairs have no access there. But the people upstairs have access to the people downstairs, so how can the people downstairs carry even though they made an eidav? But what about the people upstairs that they're asking it? So we really learned before that the ladder can serve two purposes. It can be an open door, it can be an access way, or it can be actually a door that closes up. And we also said that if your ladder carry in your own place, then you don't aser the next door, even though you have rights there. Since you have your own place to carry, you don't aser the people next door. So therefore, and we're always lenient. So says the Gemara, so what happens now? Kol shugva yutvachim. If you have a box there or a mound in the chotzer, that's 10 tvachim high, then we say, lemapeset. It belongs to the people upstairs. They can use it and place things there, but not for the people of the courtyard. Why? Because for them, it's considered like an opening. It's flush where they are. And for the people downstairs, they have to throw things there. And we're talking about it here where it's actually within 4 tvachim of the upstairs. Because if it's beyond 4 tvachim, then they also have to throw. There's no difference. Pachas mekam, but if it's lower than 10 tefachim, then we say it belongs to the chatzah. What do you mean to the chatzah? And we conclude in the Gemara that it belongs also to the chatzah. Because remember, lezeh b'shulshul, for the people upstairs they have to drop, for the people downstairs, you know, they have to pick up. So it's equal, and therefore they're both equal there. And therefore, because they both have common rights on this mount, and they didn't make an eidah between themselves, it is usher to both. And then the Braisa continues. When is all of this talking about that we separate the rishus of the courtyard and the porch? And kishahoyi shel rabim ve'elu shel rabim. We're talking about that there were a number of flats upstairs, and a number of you know, and the courtyard, there were a number of houses fronting the courtyard. And ve'idvu elu la'atzman ve'elu la'atzman. So the people upstairs made an eidah between themselves, and the people in the courtyard made an eidah themselves. So therefore, because they made an eidah between themselves, we're going to find on the porch upstairs, on the balcony, items that were originally in their apartment, and they took the chairs out to get a suntan. Or in the courtyard, you're going to find things that were in the house. Because remember, we just learned in this mission that anything that's in the courtyard, you're allowed to move from one courtyard to the next. So what's the big deal? Why can't the people in Mapeset put things in the chutzah, the people in chutzah in Mapeset put things on the mound? Who cares? It's the only reason why we care is, and we don't allow it, is because we're scared that they also have in the utensils that were in the house Friday night. They took it out Shabbos morning. And why would they take it out Shabbos morning? Because they made a native. So when do we say that you're not allowed to, that they both not allowed to carry on the mound, they're not allowed to carry from upstairs, downstairs, downstairs, upstairs, when they both made a native individually, just not between each other? So there are kelim that were originally in the house and now in the porch or now on the courtyard. So therefore, we're scared that they're going to carry it across to the next courtyard, which you're not allowed to, it's forbidden. Or there's only one person living upstairs and one person living in the courtyard. You don't need an eidah, and they're allowed to take out the things from their house into the courtyard or into the balcony. So we're scared that they might then transfer it across to the next courtyard, which you're not allowed to, if Friday night they're originally in their house. But let's say there were multiple flats there. But they didn't make an eidah, which means what? That nobody upstairs would have taken anything from the house and put it onto the balcony. Nobody from downstairs would have taken anything from the house and put it in the courtyard. Then we just learned in the Mishnah. Gag, chotzer, aksadra, mapeset, kul rishus achasein. They're all considered one domain, and therefore there's no problem taking from the mapeset down to the courtyard, from the courtyard up to the mapeset. Absolutely no problem. Says the Gemara. The whole reason is because they didn't make an eidav. Sounds like ha'irvu, but they would have made an eidav. The only reason why we allow is because they didn't make an eidav. But if they would have made an eidav, we would disallow it because we're scared that they're going to carry across items that originally were in their house. So we see that Rav is right, that Rav Shimon's qualifies his statement that you're allowed to carry across the courtyards, the roofs, and everything else, is provided that you did not make an eidav. So therefore, there's no chance that you're going to take things that originally were in your house Friday night and put it in the courtyard, and then you take it carried across. doesn't approve support the Rav's opinion. Ha evil like says the Gemara, no, how Shmuel can defend himself. Hamani Rabbanani, the author of this is actually Rabbanani. Remember we learned before that Rabbanani also holds you allowed to carry across the courtyards or from the courtyards to the roofs. They're the ones who are scared. Rav Shimon is not concerned. Rav Shimon holds even if you didn't make an even if you made an aid, we're not worried, you can take things from your house in the courtyard, then tomorrow you can take from the courtyard the next door. We're not worried. It's the Rabbanani who are worried. And they tackle the ones who offer this brice. Now prove it to the bond. They can name the tony karfe from Mavish Mam. You know, remember, Shimon holds you're allowed to carry in courtyard, you're allowed to carry in anywhere you want, you're allowed to carry even the karfe, they're all considered one domain. If it be Shimon, then they would mention not only a chotzer and a peset, they would give other examples, a karfif and a mavi. Because we only limit to these examples, proves it's a opinion of the chachamim, and they are concerned. We agree, Shmuel says, but according to the chachamim, yes, only they didn't make an eidiv. Because they did make an eidiv, were scared you took things from your house into the courtyard, and then later you'll take from the courtyard A to courtyard B. But Rav Shimon isn't worried, and the halach is like Rav Shimon. So Tashma, come in here. I'll bring you another proof that maybe Rav is correct and you're not. Chomesh chatzedos, you have five courtyards. Hapsucha zulazu, five courtyards are open to each other. Upsucha lemavi, and they're also open to this common street. The shokhu, you know, cul-de-sac. The shokhu kulam v'la'ir, they all forgot and they didn't make an eidiv. Osir lahach. Now we're not sure what it means didn't make an eidiv. They mean didn't make an eidiv to themselves. Didn't make an aid within each courtyard, didn't make an aid to the common street, doesn't say. You're not allowed to transport anything from your courtyard into the street. Why? Because a mavi is treated, this can follow the opinion of the Chacham, who say that a gag and a chotzer are one, but a karfif and a mavi are a totally different domain, and therefore you cannot carry there. And then he says here, the kelim sheshofsu b'chatzer, kelim that already existed in the courtyard Friday night, is muter l'talklam b'chatzer. You're allowed to move them around the chatzer because you're allowed to move from one chatzer to another chatzer. The chachamim say that, and the mavi also, but the mavi is forbidden. That in the mavi is forbidden. Right now we think. That since they did not make a common eidiv on the mavi is considered a different domain than the chatzah, so you're not allowed to carry, even though in the chatzah you're allowed to take from point A to point B on Shabbos, even kelim that were already in the chatzah Friday night, but you're not allowed to carry it into the mavi. Rab Shimon Matir, Rab Shimon says, yes, you're allowed to carry from a chatzah to mavi. If the kelim were already existing in the chatzah, you're allowed to move it about. Rab Shimon, because man shehen sharab, this Rab Shimon said, and this is going to be the proof to Rav. Rav Shimon says, as long as Shehein Sharabim, if the Chatzar, there's a number of houses there, Vishokhu, and they forgot Vilay Irvu, and they did not make an Eidiv, the Chayr and Eidiv is by a Chatzar. In other words, they didn't make an Eidiv within.